A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're getting more information on the governor's announcement just moments ago. You heard it here first on KSL News Radio that he is repealing the state mandate for students to wear masks in public schools. Dave, and you think this is big news for your own kids?
I was shocked. I did not see this happening, mostly because they said it would not happen, that the mask mandate would carry through till the end of the year. And he said, you know what, the last week, right? They're talking about this specifically about the last week. They're going to get rid of them.
So here are the details on that. Let's dip into the governor's news conference in just about 10 seconds or so. I want to tell you, though, school districts will still have the option to require masks during the last week. And yes, you are correct, Dave, and that is the state mask mandate in schools will be repealed for the very last week of schools. Let's take the governor's news conference live right now.
Clinics to smaller venues. Can you talk about the effort to bring the vaccines into doctor's offices?
Sure.
How much of the vaccine supply is going to go to doctor's offices? How will the state determine which doctors get more or fewer doses? And is there any early data about how successful shifting vaccines to doctor's offices have been so far in increasing the uptake of the vaccine?
Thanks, Sean. So what I'll do is I'll answer your question the best that I can, and then we'll have Lieutenant Governor Henderson come and talk, and then Dr. Hoffman will talk, and then she can answer the rest of the question better than I can be. So we had this high throughput coalition that was meeting regularly, and these are the mass vaccination sites. And what was great about that is we were able to be incredibly nimble. They worked together. They met every week, and as one part of the state needed more vaccines than another, we were able to shift things around. We're doing the same
thing with our
low throughput.
So since that announcement, the governor's weekly news conference about the pandemic has moved on to other topics such as vaccination clinics. But Dave, let me play for our listeners the governor's announcement regarding mask mandates in schools.
There has been a request by many superintendents to end the mask mandate at some point. So here's what we're going to do today. I'm excited to announce that because of the low case rates and the way that things are improving here in the state of Utah, school districts will have the option. Let me put it this way. We will be ending the statewide mask mandate for school children for the last week of school. So whatever your last week of school is, starting the Monday of the last week, there will be no statewide requirement for masks in schools that last week.
I think of the Davis School District, whose last day is June 4th. That would mean from essentially the Memorial Day weekend, the day after Memorial Day. So for those 3 or 4 days, there's no masks. So when there's no learning going on, right? Obviously, this is the time that everyone gets together. They sign yearbooks, they have parties, and they do some stuff like that. It's interesting that he removed it for that final week.
So within the last week, as we continue to gather more details, we've got three districts across Utah, school districts, Kane County, San Juan, and Iron County. So certainly not counties along the Wasatch Front, more of the rural counties. And that we do have one Orem charter school. They've stopped requiring doctor's notes for students seeking a mask exemption in their schools, which means that you need a doctor's note in order to be exempt from wearing a mask. Well, these three school districts said, no, we're not going to do that anymore. You can come to school without a mask. Now, I think this is probably pretty big news for a lot of school districts along the Wasatch Front, because this is where we've seen incidents like this.
They're going to leave. We're going to take control.
That was just a few days ago at the Granite School District, a school board meeting where there were a huge group of parents who literally flipped a lid. They stormed the front of the meeting. They took over the microphone, and obviously you can hear in their voices.
They're going to leave. We're going to take control.
They just couldn't control their emotions and their anger, which is just completely ridiculous. Completely ridiculous. So I certainly hope that the governor was not bowing to that. I hope he's not bowing to that. And I hope, you know, that this is, you know, I'm sure it is well thought out at the direction of, you know, Utah Department of Health officials.
I'm looking at the data for the last 2 months as far as cases go, and you see a plateau. This is not just a few-week trend. This is months going back to early March, where you see basically 500-600 cases or less over a two-week period or a two-month period. So I think this is what the governor's looking at and saying, you know what, kids, that final week, go ahead, have some fun, take those masks
off. What's this mean to your daughter? And we are, by the way, efforting a live call-in right now for the Granite School District, where you just heard me play that chaotic sound. Screaming match from the Granite School Board. So we're going to ask them what their plan is regarding the mask mandate, Dave. But briefly, Ben Horsley's on the line. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, how are you?
Good. We just got word from the governor that he's going to do away with the requirement on the state's part anyway to require masks in schools. But he's going to leave it up to the districts to decide what to do. Has the Granite District set forth any policy on what they'll do now that this has been repealed?
No formal policy. Obviously, this is very, very fresh, as in 5 minutes old. But at the same time, I feel very comfortable indicating that our board has adhered to and will continue to adhere to statewide health orders. And so at this point in time, it does appear that masks will no longer be required after Memorial Day.
Ben, I thought it was interesting that the governor said the last week of school, and we all know the last week of school is the party week, where everyone's getting together, they're signing yearbooks, they're getting together, and, there's dances.
Yeah, you and I have had this conversation before. Yeah. We watch Lion King, we do all those fun things, yes.
is this send a message, I think, to the children or the families that really were past it? That's kind of the feeling I get by hearing this.
You know, I don't want to denote any sort of implied message on the part of the governor. I think the governor is likely hearing from a large group of a variety of diverse opinions on this topic, and is making a decision that he feels is in the best interest of our students. I feel comfortable that that's the direction he wants to go. Then, and that's how our public policy should be debated and decided, is listening to a variety of feedback and then making decisions that are in the best interests of those impacted by those decisions. I would intimate that the last week of school, field day, lots of outdoor activities, it probably makes it a lot easier for us to adhere to the order at that point in time to no longer require masks, because kids are already going to be outside doing things where masks are not required.
Any sense whether the school district will go along with the governor on this, or do you think...
I anticipate that we will adhere to that mandate. We have not seen the official order, the updated order yet. Obviously, this is very, very fresh news, but as we have consistently adhered to statewide health orders in the past, if the state's no longer requiring masks, I don't anticipate that our board will continue to do so either.
Ben Horsley of the Granite School District, thanks so much for jumping on the line with us as this news was breaking. A huge news for a lot of parents, a lot of kids. Masks no longer required by the governor, by his orders, at the end of the school year, the last week of school, giving school districts the option to require masks, although it appears one of the largest school districts along the Wasatch Front already saying just moments ago, the Granite District, that they will likely follow the governor's lead on this and not require masks the last week of school, at least in the Granite School District. We're continuing to follow up by dialing up other school districts to find out what they will do. We'll have more information straight ahead. It was a developing story right now here at KSL News Radio. We've been following it for the last 20 minutes. The governor just announcing at a news conference that he will no longer keep the mask mandate for students in public schools and teachers who teach in public schools in place for the last week of the school year.
There has been a request by many superintendents to end the mask mandate at some point. So here's what we're going to do today. I'm excited to announce that because of the low case rates and the way that things are improving here in the state of Utah, school districts will have the option. Let me put it this way. We will be ending the statewide mask mandate for school children for the last week of school. So whatever your last week of school is, starting the Monday of the last week, there will be no statewide requirement for masks in schools that last week.
And remember, this is before kids will be fully vaccinated. We just really opened up the door for the younger kids, 12 to 15, to start receiving their vaccinations. 16 and older have had the chance to get it for a while now. But largely, this is saying you can get together without masks and without being vaccinated. That's big news.
We just had the Granite School District on the line moments ago. Of course, they were subjected to this. At a school board meeting just a week and a half ago or so, we covered it at length here on the David Dujanovic Show, where parents were standing up screaming and yelling at the school district, telling them to repeal the mask mandate. Well, this was a governor's statewide mask mandate, which will now, as according to the governor, be lifted as of the last week of school. The Granite District calling us just moments ago and telling us that, yeah, they will comply with whatever the state order is and expect the kids in the Granite District will not be required to wear masks the last week of schools. In a moment, Dave, I know you have some thoughts on that. I'm going to get into the other school districts, and I've just added two more to the growing list of districts that I've been, you know, trying to figure out if they've already lifted the mask mandate. There's a number of them have already gotten rid of it in the schools.
Yeah, and Granite School District said unofficially that they do expect to follow the governor's lead on this. So the school districts do have the ability to require masks, just like they had the freedom to say, you know what, we're not going to open up, or we're going to have a hybrid schedule. We're going to go to school Monday through Thursday. The school districts, the school boards, they have a great deal of flexibility on what they're going to do in their own district. And the Granite School District thinks, you know what, we will probably follow the governor on this.
So the list of school districts that have already gotten rid of their mask mandates, I guess I lost track somewhere in the last week or so, Dave, of all the districts that had ditched the mask mandates in the school despite the governor's order being in place. So a few minutes ago, I rattled off three. There was Kane County, San Juan County, and Iron County school districts. Okay. These are school districts in, you know, more remote parts of our state, although Iron County is Cedar City, and perhaps a little busier of a school district than, for example, San Juan County. But I was surprised to find out moments ago that Washington County, which is in the southern part of our state, has also canceled mask requirements in its schools. And then this week, Morgan County, Morgan School District, canceled the mask mandate despite the public health order, and they stopped requiring masks in school K through 12.
I would be very interested, and most school districts have done this, but they have a dashboard where they track the spread of the coronavirus. I would be interested to see what the relationship is for those school districts that don't have a mask mandate versus those that have been wearing a mask all along.
The breaking news on the mask front continues to roll in, Dave. Let me read to you what the CDC just decided, just announcing. The CDC saying it will ease indoor mask wearing for fully vaccinated people. They made that announcement that they're going to ease indoor mask wearing for those of us who are fully vaccinated. You can safely stop wearing masks inside in most places, according to information that we're getting. We're going to continue to follow the developments on that story. So we go from the big announcement from the governor moments ago, no more masks in school, the last week of schools here in Utah. And now the CDC is saying you can take off the mask inside if you are fully vaccinated.
Well, this is fascinating because the last piece of advice or recommendations that the CDC had was this mishmash of confusion. It was, you can wear a mask inside fully vaccinated if you have 3 to 7 people that all like brownies, right? I mean, it was impossible to follow.
That's what it's been like all along, though.
Oh, you're 100% correct.
All due respect to the CDC.
Yes. No, it was the biggest confusing...
Jenga.
It was. It was informational Jenga. Oh, let's see if I remove this one little block if it all comes down. But again, I want to look at this. I'm going to have to read it because I know because we've been following the CDC recommendations for a year now. There's no way it's so simple as, well, if you're vaccinated, you don't need to wear your mask.
Straight ahead, 801-575-TALK. Dave, I think it's time for our listeners to weigh in. We've missed our listener phone calls in the last couple of hours, so let's squeeze in some phone calls just before the lunch hour. Do you agree with the governor's decision to roll back the mandate in schools? You can also weigh in on the CDC announcement. No more masks inside if you've been fully vaccinated. Is all of this good news for your Thursday afternoon? Are you singing hallelujah like Dave is? 801-575-TALK is the number to call. As always, 801-575-TALK. Developing story is that Utah Governor Spencer Cox just said he's going to end the state mask mandate for public schools the last week of school. Kids, teachers don't have to wear masks. It was big news, and immediately we had the Granite School District on the line within seconds of that announcement saying, yeah, they'll probably follow suit too.
We have not seen the official order, the updated order yet. Obviously, this is very, very fresh news, but as we have consistently adhered to statewide health orders in the past, if the state's no longer requiring masks, I don't anticipate that our board will continue to do so either.
And what's interesting about this, it has nothing to do whether you have or have not been vaccinated. And that's a big change. Typically, if you're able to take off your mask, it was if you've been fully vaccinated. That is not the case for all these school kids.
This is a big announcement. You heard it here live on KSL News Radio. Corinne Johnson is with Utah Parents United. You have been lobbying and fighting for this for months now. Are you happy with the governor's announcement?
We are kind of have mixed feelings right now, actually. Thanks for letting me call in today. I really appreciate it. There is a sense that it should have happened today, that this choice, if it's safe to lift the mask mandate, if that decision works for the last week of school, that should have been lifted today. And we have more opportunity for our kids to attend school in a safe environment and not have to wear a mask, and for teachers to have more time with their children, to be able to smile and see their faces. But we do appreciate that Governor Spencer Cox is listening to the voices that are out there saying we want local control. I think that's very, very important. That's the message we've been sending. We want to have our local school boards be able to make these decisions, and we are grateful they'll get to do that for the last week of school.
Do you see it as a compromise?
It's definitely a compromise. It almost feels more like an appeasement in a way, almost like a token. Here you go. We'll give you the last week of school. But what it does do, even though it may feel kind of like that, what it does do for parents is it puts us back in a position where we can work with our local school boards. And I would just encourage all of parents across the state of Utah to reach out to your school boards, to talk with them about this and discuss why it's important for your children not to wear masks the last week of school, and keep those decisions local. We want to be able to be working with respect and civility in making decisions for our kids in education. And we have that opportunity back. It's where it always should have been. Parents always should have had the ability to work locally and make these choices for their kids when it comes to their health. We also hope that it sets a precedent for next fall, that there will be no more state mandates, and that we will be able to work with our school boards in making decisions in the fall regarding to any health and safety measures that need to be taken place.
Corinne Johnson with Utah Parents United. Thank you so much for jumping on the line with us here in the matter of seconds when we reached out to you as this news is breaking. She's with Utah Parents United. They have lobbied for months to get this mask mandate lifted. And the governor did say that districts can make their own decisions. But as we've been reporting for the last several minutes, there's a number of districts, Dave, that have already pulled back mask mandates despite the public health order being in place from Capitol Hill.
Yes, and that's not the only mask update that we've gotten today. We have another phone call.
We've got more callers calling in about this, Dave. Let's jump out to that. I know you've got more information regarding the CDC announcement that happened moments ago, so we want our listeners to stay tuned for that. Dave's been digging into that. Katie, in Salt Lake City, I understand you're a registered nurse. Are you singing hallelujah? Are you disappointed that the governor is taking off the masks?
I am absolutely singing hallelujah. I worked all summer in the COVID tents, and now I volunteer in the vaccination clinic, and I am thrilled to see the mask mandate lifted for these kids. They're not getting sick, but their mental health has been very compromised. So I am thrilled to have them be able to have those masks off.
Thank you for your phone call. We appreciate it. And we especially appreciate your service as you volunteer in the vaccination clinics.
Well, let's not forget, Dave, that as of yesterday, Utah, in fact, it happened in your neck of the woods, in your own backyard. Davis County, I believe, became one of the first, maybe with the Tri-County Health Department as well, one of the first to start vaccinating 12 to 15-year-olds, which became eligible once the FDA signed off on the Pfizer for that age group, and then also the CDC gave its nod this week. So that's big news for parents who might be concerned about putting their kids in a situation. Now, that if you get Pfizer, which all the kids will at this point, 12 on up, you get two doses of it, and it takes a while for it to fully take effect. So even if you were the first kid in line in Davis County yesterday for your Pfizer COVID shot, you still have a second dose to get, and then after that, a couple weeks to reach full immunity. But I know, Dave, you've got more information to share regarding this big CDC announcement. We also, broke as breaking news moments ago regarding masks inside buildings for fully vaccinated folks.
Well, you'll remember 2 weeks ago, the CDC came out and they recommended that fully vaccinated people continue to wear masks indoors. And they had a million different scenarios, incredibly confusing. I was extremely frustrated with it because I thought, I'm vaccinated. I did my job. I did my part. Why do I still have to wear a mask indoors? In fact, that's the very thing that the Governor Spencer Cox said to President Biden on Tuesday. There were several governors that had a teleconference call with President Biden. And this is what our governor said. He said, I would like to say that we have fully vaccinated people. We should start acting like it. And that's a big motivation. Get the unvaccinated to want to get vaccinated. So that's what Governor Cox said to President Biden. He's like, listen, why aren't we acting like this? And this is what President Biden said, and this is how he responded. He said, well, good point. We're going to be moving on that in the next little bit. Well, today is that next little bit, and the CDC has updated their recommendations for those that are fully vaccinated. This is what they say. You can start taking off your mask indoors if you're fully vaccinated. Outside of very crowded places like planes and hospitals and buses, they say prisons and homeless shelters. But otherwise, if you're vaccinated, you can take the mask off indoors and outdoors.
Did you hear what the governor of Ohio is going to do to entice people who don't want to get vaccinated to get vaccinated, Dave?
I love this. This is an amazing idea.
$1 million. Ohio is holding a lottery. If you get vaccinated, you have to be a Dave's already packing.
Dave, I'm out.
Dave's got the U-Haul. He's loading it up.
Can I get doubly vaccinated?
You have to be a resident of Ohio. You get to put your name in a hat, or a fancy box, And if your name gets drawn, you get to win $1 million if you're vaccinated.
I love it.
And I think you.
What about kids? Can kids win it?
No. It's for the parents. It's for the grown-ups. But kids, he'll be giving away scholarships. Scholarships for kids who are vaccinated.
Still a lottery,
and
right?
Yeah. And it's not just $1 million one time. He's using COVID relief funds to give away a total of $1 million for 5 weeks to one person. So I think it's like $5 million.
That's amazing. That's how you use some federal dollars.
Why don't
in
we
a
do
lottery.
That here? That's what I want Governor Spencer Cox to announce during his next weekly COVID-19 press conference. I know a lot of kids will be cheering this week that they don't have to wear masks the last week of schools, and we'll keep an eye on if school districts repeal their own mask mandates before that.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.